I know there's at least a couple of music opportunities throughout the weekend. The Ratfish Wranglers are Saturday night. I think Rockfish is also playing Friday night at Keto's, if I remember right.
Yes, both of those are correct. We have a couple of different live music options. And then there is a duo that plays American soul music, R.O. Shapiro and Lauren Tronic, that are coming up, and they'll be playing some live music. You can hear them at Inga's, I think, during the day on Friday. And then they will be playing out at the Beachcomber Lodge on Friday night. And then they will also be playing out at the Salmon Bake, the Rotary Salmon Bake, on Sunday. So you'll have a couple opportunities to hear them. Rockfish is at Keto starting at 9 on Friday. And the Ray Troll concert is on Saturday at the Sons of Norway.
Okay. Does that cover all the music bands coming playing? No, Micah's got more.
We have a couple of locals that are going to be playing outside the beer garden. The Martinson sisters, they'll be playing outside the beer garden down at Harbor Bar.
Okay.
For a few hours, both for a little bit on Friday and a little bit on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Those won't be scheduled events. You'll just have to be downtown to catch them.
All right. And you mentioned Beachcomber reopening again, so that's a new old feature.
Yes, so. Yeah. You know, traditionally, Beachcomber weekend had been a strong part of the festival, so I'm glad to see it back. Amber and Sig Burrell now own it and are going to be operating it, and over that weekend, they're going to be offering Norwegian fare, which people ask for all the time. When they come to the festival, where can I get some Norwegian food? Well, you can get it out at the Beachcomber all weekend.
Okay.
Yep, I got a sneak peek at their menu and sampled a couple of things last night, so you're in for a pleasant surprise.
There are other options to tour various things, helicopters, boats. I know the Charles T is going to be featured in the harbor, so that's one option. But there's also, I think, some, is it Coast Guard boats and helicopters and stuff?
There won't be any Coast Guard boat tours like they had previously had in years past, but the rescue helicopter that's used in the demonstration, the water demonstration, will be on display at the airport. So you'll be able to climb through it, meet the pilots. That's happening on Friday. Starting at noon, it'll last till probably about 2 because their water demonstration will be at 2:30 on Friday. And that's going to be in a new location as well. They're going to be demonstrating the rescue around the PFI area in the Wrangell Narrows.
Okay, it was down south of, close to the community cold storage out in the end of mm-hmm. that last year around. So
yeah, they held it around Petro, but we asked them to move it a little bit closer to downtown because there's a lot of things going on that Friday, and it just really helps us keep central, especially with the 2:30 time. You know, parade lineup starts right around 3:45, so it's better if we keep it all nice and close, and then the kids getting out of school can just head right down there and watch it.